Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to the 78th episode of my podcast version of the newsletter. This is dated 16th of January 2021, and today's title is Community Coming Together. Community Coming Together. Despite the many challenges we face at the moment, beauty is on display in these troubled times. Now, one such visible manifestation of beauty is the way in which groups have come together to help one another. As most of you know, my wife is a GP. She and her colleagues have been vaccinating people as fast as possible. And this last Wednesday, six doctors vaccinated all day. They helped around 1,000 people or so. But it wasn't simply the doctors, of course. Some of the administrative staff came in on their day off. In fact, my wife went in on her day off to do the vaccinations as well. And in addition, unpaid volunteers made all the difference. Most of those volunteers were outside, in the cold and the rain, marshalling people, helping with parking, assisting the infirm, answering questions, and a lot more besides. They were out there for hours at a time, not complaining, remaining cheerful, sensing that they were doing something of great significance for the community and for each individual who came their way. What about us in our church communities? See, we're not only designed to be in community, but we're enriched when we willingly participate in community, which really means taking initiative. Now, that's true in general in our society, but especially too in our local congregational context. So my point here, well, today it's more of a question than a point, but I'm wondering, what are you doing in your local church community to ensure that the sense of community is maintained, or even possibly deepened, enhanced? When Paul writes to the Corinthians, he reminds them, 1 Corinthians 12, 4-7, now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of ministries, and the same Lord. There are varieties of effects, but the same God who works all things in all persons. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. See that? Common good. What you and I have, our gifts that we have, our skills that we have, our abilities that we have, our experiences that we have, they're given to us for the common good, for the community around us. Every one of us has gifts. You have gifts and so do I. And these can be used to the common good in our local congregational context. What are yours? How are you using them? I'd be interested to find out. So please drop me a line if you have a moment and let's share some ideas about how we can not only maintain, but hopefully even grow and deepen our sense of community coming together, working together for the benefit of everybody and to the glory of God. In other news, this last week, I really enjoyed leading the City Bible discussion this week. Thanks very much for the people who invited me. It was great to catch up with some old friends and see some people who normally wouldn't be able to make it, but because of the online nature of things these days, were able to be there. Somebody, for example, even though it's the City of London Bible discussion, they joined in from Manchester. It reminded me that we need to make the most of all the resources available to us. And I wonder who you and I could catch up with that you wouldn't normally be able to, given that we now have these facilities online, a bit more flexibility in our schedule for many of us. You'll also see in the newsletter a photograph of a picture drawn by one of the children in the Watford Church this last Sunday. During the church service, we often ask the children to be drawing things and show us what they've been drawing at the end. And this young lady, Scarlett, spent her time drawing a picture. Now, if you can't see the newsletter, I'll do my best to describe it to you. But what it is at the top it says, "This is 2020." So it's reflecting back on the year just gone. And there's a picture she's drawn of the earth. And the earth has a mask across it, and it's crying. And next to it is the moon. And the moon is sort of looking on sympathetically, also looking very sad, empathizing with what the earth has been going through. It made me think that it's a good idea for us to try and express in some medium or other how we're feeling and what's going on around us. And perhaps you could write a poem or a song or draw a picture about last year or this year or what's going on. And it might help us to express what's going on in our hearts. Now, I also want to mention that the next teaching class for the Thames Valley Church and actually the midweek for the Watford Church in the Adventures in Faith of Abraham series features the link between Ian Dowie, the Crystal Palace Football Club, and Abraham. Yeah, you heard me right. So Ian Dowie, the Crystal Palace football team, and Abraham. What's the link between them? Are you intrigued? Well, have a look at the link, which is going up on my website, and should be included in the newsletter as well. For the third class in the series about Abraham, I think you might find that interesting, but I also hope helpful as well. What else is on the website this week? We've got a new Tuesday teaching tip on how to use stories. That's number 231. Quiet Time Coaching episode series on Abraham continues to go up. Episodes 13 to 19 up there. We're into certainly towards the end of chapter 15 now. You will also see my sermon from last Sunday for the Watford Church of Christ on chapters 13 and 14 of Genesis. The title of that was How Meekness Changes the World. Abraham is a tremendous example of meekness in those chapters. Fascinating to look at that and then think about what Jesus said in Matthew 5 about blessed are the meek. Also, yes, the class that I mentioned earlier about Ian Dowie and Abraham, that's also there. Bounce Back Ability and Abraham is what it's called. As for the week ahead, I'd be very grateful for your prayers. If you have any time to pray for me, that'd be wonderful. There will be a new Tuesday teaching tip class, and that'll be from the same series, The Heart of Communication. There'll also be a What We're Reading episode. I didn't put one out this week with all the extra podcasts and stuff for Abraham. It's been hard to keep that up weekly, but I am going to do one this coming week, and I've already written it. And it's not a whole book, actually. It's a section from a book I've been reading, and it's about, the book's about character and virtue. And what I'll be recording about is some reflections on church models, the different ways in which church is often, or the different aspects of church that are often prioritized according to one sort of philosophy of ministry and theology. So that will come out this week on Wednesday. There will be continuing daily Quiet Time Coaching episodes on Abraham. They'll come out each day early in the morning. Next Sunday, as in tomorrow on the day of recording, I'm preaching on Genesis 15 and all of its weirdness. This is the one where Abraham is given more promises and he asks how they come about. And God says, cut some animals in half. And Abraham shoos the birds off. And then God comes down, it appears to me, and manifests himself in the shape of a smoking oven and a firebrand. And it's really quite strange. So we'll be talking about that on Sunday in Watford. If you'd like to join us, do let me know and I'll send you the link. And the following Saturday, we've got the next gathering of the Apollos group. Oh, and by the way, while I'm talking about the Apollos group, so delighted to see Simon Dinning teach on Deuteronomy this morning. I saw that there were 200 or 300 devices online, lots of people attending. It was, I only got bits of it because of other things I happened to do today, and I will be catching up with the recordings in the next few days. But I did gather from the little bits I saw and from the comments of other people that they loved it. And so I can thoroughly recommend Simon's teaching on Deuteronomy. So please do check that out. It'll be up online on the London Church website, amongst a few other places. I'm sure you'll find it. If you just put Simon Dinning Deuteronomy into Google, I expect you'll find it. Now, well done, Simon, and thank you for doing that. Well, I think that's it for the moment. Community coming together. You know, as we try and make the best of the circumstances and figure out the ways in which God is going to help us to grow and learn, let's not neglect the value of community and the significance that you and I can play in our local church community by utilizing the gifts that perhaps only you have. Well, until the next time, have a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.